There are some words that are so powerful that we won't even say them.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, and I have some of those words that I just can't say out loud comfortably, and yet I'm perfectly comfortable with other expletives. I won't name what it is that I won't say, but why is it that some words just feel wrong to say out loud?
These are called taboo words, and they're the words that carry that power that make us incredibly uncomfortable about saying them. Some words are taboo for almost everyone, and then individually, I think we all have different words that for us feel somehow dangerous, or we don't like them and we won't say them. In my house, you weren't allowed to use the word suck to mean that something was bad. But you could use the word suck to mean like a baby was sucking a bottle. That was fine. Which shows you how complicated taboo words are, because there you've got exactly the same word, but one meaning is taboo in my household and one was not.
Some of the words that are considered taboo words are profane and they're just wrong in any company. So who decides when it's profane?
It's a question of social convention that together as a society, we decide which words are taboo and which aren't. So you have profanity, you have obscenity or swearing. You also have epithets, the offensive words that people use toward other people. Those change over time in terms of what's considered offensive or what's considered vulgar. For example, the word leg used to be considered vulgar, not a word for polite company. And now it seems to us like a completely neutral word.
Simply anatomical. And I understand that some of these things, some of the references to body parts actually come from the Victorian era.
So the Victorian era, you had words that were considered impolite, leg, breast. And this is how we get the words white meat and dark meat for chicken, because it was a way to avoid saying thigh or breast at the table.
There are families listening right now. This is a Sunday morning, Anne, I must say. And there was another word, occupy, was taboo.
Occupy was taboo. And the etymology of this word came up during the Occupy movement, where that word was everywhere. And many people had not realized that in the 17th and 18th century, this word fell out of use because it had sexual connotations.
We are the 99% and we demand our taboo words.
And we have so many of them. Some of them have been in the language for a long time, including the F word. And you'll notice there that I'm not saying the word. I'm using one of the many euphemisms for this word where we just use the initial.
Well, thanks for being our Sunday potty mouth. We appreciate it.
I hope no one's been offended.